We have two scriptures this morning. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. The word of the Most Holy God says this: like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And in Leviticus 8, 22 through 24. Then he brought forward the second ram, the ram of ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and it was slaughtered. And Moses took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot. After Aaron's sons were brought forward, Moses put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears and on the thumbs of their right hands and on the toes of their right feet. And Moses dashed the rest of the blood against all sides of the altar. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Last week we were talking about what it means to be a priesthood of believers. And we decided that what a priest does is stand in the gap between God and other people. Not standing in their way, but standing like a bridge to help people come into the presence of God. So if we are going to do that, then we have to know how to be priests. And we looked at this scripture from Leviticus last week and discovered that the three places that the priests were anointed give us clues that we need on how we are going to fulfill the task of priest. And last week, we talked about the ordination and what that meant. And then we talked about the anointing of the ear. We talked about how we use our ears to hear warning signs, to hear, you know, the crossing at a railroad track, to hear the sirens go off if a tornado's coming. You know, those things that we can also hear spiritually. Spiritual warning signs. And also getting direction from God. And finally being able to discern from all the voices that we hear the voice of God our Father, so that we'll know who to listen to. Today, we're talking about the thumb. Everybody look at your thumb. While my two victims, I mean volunteers, are coming forward. Look at your thumb. I want you to make it go in a circle. I want you to touch your thumb to each one of your other fingers. The opposable thumb is unique to humans in its range of mobility. Now, other primates have an opposable thumb, but ours is unique in that it can reach all the way across the hand. And the opposable thumb, I believe, is the reason that humankind has become, for good or ill, what it is. Society and civilization is based on your thumb. Now, I'm going to do a little experiment. And Rowan has the hardest one because he challenged me. So, Courtney, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to set it here, and I want you... Wait, let's do this first. Just so you remember, no thumb. Let me, here, put that thumb right there. Now, don't move your thumb. That's just to remind you. You have the shortest thumbs. All right, no thumbs. What you're going to do is you're going to tie a bow around the top of this without your thumbs. Now, while she is doing this, you are going to blow this up and tie it without your thumbs. He's almost got it. You're losing air. You got to put the air back in it. It's not quite tied. Yeah, we got it now. The air's not coming out. Okay. Look at that.
Without thumbs.
Yeah, without the thumbs.
Ladies. Yeah,
I'm still trying.
You need some help?
No.
All right. No thumb. She's using feet. It's supposed to be a bow.
I'm not finished.
Okay. Yay! Thank you. Now, it can be done, but not easily. And there are things that was just to show you how we depend on that thing and don't even think about it, right? You just reach down, tie the shoes, you do all this stuff, don't think about that thumb. But imagine not just having to do the task, but having to create the tool with which to do the task if you had no thumbs. People can make adaptation, but we call it being physically handicapped. But imagine, if you will, our brain, you know, that has all of this stuff going on. What if we just couldn't do it? We can imagine all these things, but the opposable thumb is literally what sets us apart from so many of the other animals that God created. It is the thumb that was anointed, because the thumb grasps and holds. The thumb grasps and holds. It allows us to hold the tools. It allows us to hold a hand. And sometimes we grasp a hold of things that maybe we shouldn't. Sometimes we grab a hold of things and won't let go of those things that maybe we shouldn't hang on to so tightly. It's so funny to me that something as simple as a thumb could have the power of life and death. Because, folks, it can either hold a scalpel to heal, and make a fist to destroy. I read in the newspaper yesterday where one brother had killed another brother, knifing them to death. That is amazing to me. But this is the instrument of power. It's what makes the hand different. It's what makes the hand the hand. So if this was anointed, what is that teaching us about being a priest and standing in the gap? Well, the first thing you need to really remember about standing in the gap and about your thumb is that you do have power. Human beings have an amazing amount of power. I'm always surprised by people who feel powerless, because human beings, just being human beings, are powerful. So if you have this power, how are you going to use it? So that's when we come to the anointing of the thumb. If your thumb is anointed, if you are priests, and we already decided that all believers are priests, then what does the anointing of the thumb tell us about what we hang on to? What's something that we should hang on to? Faith? Life, each other. We really need to hang on to each other. You know, nobody can do this by themselves. Nobody succeeded. You can't do this life by yourself. Can you stand in the gap for someone else without giving them a helping hand? No, I don't think you can. I really don't think you can. One of the things I loved about my cute little illustration, you know, I spend a lot of time with my cute little illustrations. I want you to really appreciate those. I really loved that one, and I picked that one because you see what those people are doing with the bridge? They're holding it up. If you're going to stand in the gap so that people can find the Lord Jesus Christ, so people can discover the presence of God, you're going to have to hold the bridge. Now, Jesus is the bridge. But for reasons known only to himself, he chooses to use us as his hands and his feet in this world. The Bible says that. We are his hands. So we lift up Christ. Christ holds the person and into the presence of God the Father. So if we are going to be anointed priests, then we have to use our hands to lift others and to lift up Christ. What about destruction? Have you ever, I should have, if I had, you know, thought earlier, I might have even tried this. Have you ever tried to take anything apart without your thumbs? Actually, I think that'd be harder than putting something together without your thumbs. Trying to unweave a basket. But you know, there are some things that we need to tear down. What do we need to tear down if we're going to help others and in the gap? What do we need to tear down? Walls? Judgments? Pride? Prejudice? Hatred? All those things need to be destroyed. Because each person is unique, gifted by God. They should all be appreciated for who they are, not try to make them into what we want them to be. You know, God made them. You know, he gave us a free will so we wouldn't be little cookie cutters. Being unique is part of what makes us his children. We need to tear down all those things that hinder us from appreciating each other's uniqueness. Now, I realize that all of you would agree that I am unique. I you know, it's like Popeye. You all don't know who Popeye was, probably, but Popeye, you know, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I am who I am. I am not perfect. I would like to be the perfect Susan. I don't want to be the perfect Benita. I don't want to be the perfect Peggy. There's no such thing as a perfect John, so that's why I skipped you, John. See, I gave you a rest, Ross. But I want to be the best me I can be. I want to be all that God created me to be. And I can only do that standing in the gap for others. Because remember, as a priesthood of believers, it's our job to stand in the gap. And if we don't fulfill that mission, we can never become who we need to be. It's by helping others be who they can be that we become who we can be. That's kind of weird, but that's the way God does things. So if we are going to become all we can be, we have to help others become who they are, not to be like us. You know, I don't know what I would really do if all of you just came in here and were yourselves. Because I know some of you really well. And I find that frightening. However, I will say this for sure. I would much rather restrain a raging fire than to try to raise the dead. Be yourself. Be who God called you to be. Be the best you can be, and stop trying to be somebody else. That way you can stand in the gap, lead others into the presence of their Creator who made them to be all they can be. One of the things that I really, really, really hope that you will understand before someday I have to leave this church is that you, each one of you, is so unbelievably important. If I could just get every person that's in this building right now to understand how monumentally important they are to the kingdom of God and be willing to act upon that, the entire city of Kingsport would be changed. We might even make it into Hawkins County because God knows they need it. And can you imagine then if Sullivan County, everybody in Sullivan County knew who they were in Christ and wanted to be exactly what God wanted them to be and really fulfilled all who they are? Can you imagine if just one county in Tennessee did that? What would happen? Don't you think that'd spread? Don't you think people would say, I want what they got? And then it'd go, you know, to Hawkins County and McMinn County and all the other counties and Washington County. And after Tennessee, where do you think it'd go from there? Virginia. Scott County. Kentucky. And just keep spreading and spreading and spreading. Do you realize, folks, that that's what our little motto means on our pins and everything that we do? Transforming the world one life at a time. Because we're a people with anointed thumbs. who help and build and tear down and live. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.